kingdom dominion of the believer. The supernatural kingdom dominion of the believer. Now, dominion is a word that deal with takeover. You're authorized to run business for God. It's to tread down, to prevail against, to bear rule, rule over, dominate, compelling someone to do something by force. Dominion. I want you to have some concept. Dominion is greater than authority. People in dominion give people authority to do things. People in dominion give other people authority to do things. Authority and dominion are not the same thing. The people in dominion give the people the right to have authority. Got it? And so this is supernatural dominion, kingdom. Supernatural kingdom dominion of the believer. Say it. Supernatural kingdom dominion of the believer. I see some of y'all looking around not saying a thing. Come on, come on. Supernatural kingdom dominion of the believer. Now, in the Garden of Eden, as we look, and then I'm going to drop this revelation on you right at the beginning. So when we're going down through different other revelation, this one will highlight it for you. In Genesis chapter 1, we want to look at this 26th verse, and we're doing this for a reason. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image. Underline the word image. After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. You say it again, you see it? And then he said it again, in the image of God. He's trying to get something over to us, huh? Image of God created him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion, that is again, over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves on upon the earth. Now you go to the 29th verse, I'm not going to read it, but the 29th verse is telling you about a harvest and how to live abundant life. But let's go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm about to show you something now. I'm going to show you something the Lord showed me. It'll change your life. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20. You there? Luke 17 and 20. Hey, y'all there over there? Because you got to see this, because I'm about to give a revelation now that the Lord just dropped in my spirit, driving here talking in tongues. You got to be on board to catch this revelation. That's why praise was so high to open your spirit up. Verse 20. Talking about Jesus now. When he was demanding of the Pharisees, verse 20, you there? When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with what? It's an invisible kingdom he's talking about. All right? Then he goes on to the 21st verse and says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, what he said? Now, we read in Genesis about God making man, and he said image more than one time. He said he wanted man to have dominion, right? Y'all heard that, right? All right, now, we're talking about supernatural kingdom dominion of the believer, right? Now, listen to me. Listen to me. When God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, that's the first, you remember Adam being? It wasn't so much a place as it was a spiritual positioning. I need to go over there. You're not ready for this. That was my buddy said, you're not ready for this. When God, because we're so focused on Eden, your spiritual positioning. How many understood that now? See, we think about a garden and God put him in. Yes, he did. But Eden was not so much the place, the physical place.
Right, right.
Eden was the spiritual positioning that God had put Adam in to have dominion and authority over everything. You ready? God placed Adam in Eden, but in the believer, he placed Eden in the believer. Got it? Adam was placed in Eden, but Satan came in Eden and deceived Adam. So the last Adam put Eden somewhere that Satan couldn't visit. When you read in Luke chapter 17, come on, Luke chapter 17, go back there. When you read Luke chapter 17, you were seen at Eden being deposited on the inside where Satan can't go. The garden, when he said the kingdom of God is within you, you know what he's saying? Eden is placed within you. Your Eden is on the inside of you, and you can live like Adam was supposed to live. You can have authority over everything. If you get a revelation of the kingdom of God, God's government, God's power, God's provision, God's protection, God's security, God's insight, God's image, God's likeness, all is on the inside of you. You can function better than Adam could have functioned in the Garden of Eden, because the Christ lives on the inside of you. The Eden is on the inside of you. Satan can't even, because you're a believer, Satan can't even go in your Eden. He got to work in your soul. He got to work in your body, but he can't go in your Eden, because your Eden is within your spirit, and your spirit is alive to God, and he can't go there. Any temptation, any problem you have is on the outside of your Eden. That's why you can't be possessed, because you're already possessed. You can be oppressed, you can be depressed, but you can't be possessed, because there's an Eden on the inside of me. Say, there's an Eden on the inside of me. I did the Holy Ghost over there, I prayed in tongues. He said, let me show you something. He said, I put Adam in Eden, but it was mostly their spiritual position. People are so busy looking at the fruit and stuff. But I put him in a spiritual position. He says, I did it again. Now sit down and listen to this. Dominion in the spirit world speaks of a supernatural realm. It's a divine order. It's a divine position that God has placed you in over Satan, demons, the earth curse system. You don't want to miss Prosperity Revival, boy. I'm going to deal with that earth curse system. Everybody going to get some money at Prosperity Revival. But you've been placed over it. It's a supernatural position. Now, listen very carefully. This is what the church has tried to do. This supernatural position, a supernatural realm, it cannot be replaced with doctrine, denomination, or opinion. Get that now. Get that. I want you to, it cannot be replaced with doctrine, denomination, and opinion. When that happens, it pulls you from the supernatural and puts you back in a carnal, natural state, just like the average person. And that's what the church has been to a certain degree, because we need manifestation. We need miracles. We need signs. We need wonders. That's the proof of our, that's the credential of our life. There's a Eden on the inside of me. And as I yield to the revelation of that Eden, that kingdom of God that's on the inside of me, there are keys that have been placed at my disposal to unlock another world, to unlock another power, unlock another dimension. You understand me? It's a key that works by faith. It works by faith, but it also, if you get tied up in a church and people go to guessing about who Jesus is, turn to Matthew 16. Go to guessing about who Jesus is, you just lock yourself up in prison. You need a revelation. Your dominion works by revelation. Write that down. My dominion works by revelation. You got me? It works by revelation. Say, it works by revelation. It does not work by reading. It does not work by just praying. It does not work by just hearing a sermon. No, the Holy Spirit is in charge of my dominion. And he got the Holy Spirit, you listening, has to show me how to dominate. Hey, y'all write some of this stuff down. My goodness. The Holy Spirit is the only one can show me how to operate and function in the Eden that's on the inside of me. So, doctrine, just teaching. Got a whole lot of folks being taught, but they're not in dominion. For teaching without revelation is invalidated by the demon power. The church was birthed by revelation, so the church has to live by revelation. When the Holy Spirit began to reveal, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The finished work of Christ, it is finished.
Yes, sir.
You already healed.
Yes, sir.
You already saved.
Yes, sir.
You already full of joy.
Yes.
You already prospered.
Yes.
It's a matter of revelation. What I say?
It's a matter of revelation.
Now, What a revelation. We've found out that the kingdom of God that is on the inside of us is Eden. Everything that Adam needed was in Eden. Not just that everything that Adam needed was in Eden, but Adam was in authority over everything in Eden. You as a child of God, you in authority. You have dominion. But your dominion won't work from religion. It won't work from denomination. It won't work from opinion. You have to have a revelation. Because in Eden, there are locks that have to be unlocked. And by revelation, by revelation, you can unlock some things that man don't understand. How you got where you are, because they don't even know what way you went. That's what God designed for the church. Then people start getting saved then. Whoa, people start getting saved. I tell you, give you a little quick shot of how it is. Me and my wife was RVing, and the man said, "Man, look, I was here last time, you was here, I'm here this time. What is it?" I said, "I'm in another system, brother." I said, "I'm going to tell you how to get in it right quick. Now, y'all better catch this." I moved from Matthew 6:32 to Matthew 6:33. You still living in 32. I'm giving you a little glimpse of prosperity, Rob. You still living in 32, Matthew 6:32. I'm living in Matthew 6:33. I switch system. You got the wrong kind of seek. I got Papa got a brand new bag. I got a new kind of way to seek. Y'all laugh. Y'all better write that thing down, boy. Yeah. Got to find out where you're living at. All right, Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Dealing with the revelation here now. Dealing with our dominion functioned by revelation. Let me see, can I read something else to you here to help you out before I read Matthew 16? I wrote a word by revelation. All right, put this in your note. You have to have a revelation of the kingdom that is on the inside of you. It's spiritual and supernatural. And to go further than that, and I'm going to show you in scripture, you know the scripture, but we're going to do it here now. You have to be knowing the mysteries of the kingdom. Then you're able to tap into the reality, the reality, the realities, the realities, the realities. Realities come from revelation. Realities in the spirit world comes from revelation. Things become real to you. Things become touchable. Things become applicable to you by you having revelation. Not just because you read. See, the Holy Spirit is in charge of the kingdom that's on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit is in charge of the new Eden that's on the inside of you. So as you yield to the inside of you, the Holy Spirit reveals the next Eden step you should make. The Holy Spirit pull the fruit off the tree and put it in your mouth. You understand that statement? Y'all didn't understand that. See, in any manifestation you need, the Holy Spirit pull the fruit off the tree in your spirit and put it in your mouth, put it in your heart, put it in your mind that you can understand, hey, I got this. I don't see it, but I have it. I don't see it yet, but I have it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't see it yet, but I have it. Yeah, it's in my spirit. It's real to me. It hasn't become physical yet. It haven't manifest, but I see it. I got it already because I'm living by revelation. So I go on to something else. Now, this is a done deal. You see it? Everybody's life changed this morning. You're not trying to get to heaven on the inside of you. Yes. Yes, I'm hearing that, Lord. Yeah, I'm hearing that, Lord. The Lord said, Eden is heaven. I give you a better Eden than Adam had. I actually give you a foolproof Eden. Because I'm in you to reveal to you when the enemy come, I would expose him in your spirit. He will not get you to eat off that tree. Hey! That's revelation, son. Revelation is so important that the Holy Spirit reveals something to my spirit that I can see into the invisible. Do the impossible. See the invisible. Stand my ground. When everybody tell me I'm going down, but I know I'm going up. Because they're looking in one dimension, I'm looking in another dimension. They're looking by the physical thing that around me, but I'm looking at another sphere. I'm looking at another realm because I have a revelation and it's become a reality to me that God is functioning on my behalf and something supernatural is about to happen to change this whole situation. Something supernatural, this listen, is about to happen to change this whole situation. Come on, something supernatural is about to happen to change this whole situation. What? Something supernatural is about to happen to change this whole situation. I have a revelation. So it's a reality to me. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to taste it. I don't have to see it. I know it's there. Because the Holy Ghost said so. Now, the last trick Satan pulled on you is the last trick he gonna pull on you. You understand this? Yeah, see, because now you are living in the realities of revelation. And so now you're not in the position or you're not in the condition to receive nothing from nobody else. Anything that's telling you you're going down, that is not revelation. It's not coming out the Eden. Put your hand on your stomach. The Eden. I'm eating from the Eden. That's on the inside of me. I'm ready to dominate now. I'm not confused no more. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe. Punch somebody and tell them, you're in dominion now. That what stopped you last time. That what stopped you last time. That what stopped you last time. Won't be able to stop you the next time. You see it? You see it? Come on, questions about it. You see it? All right, sit down. I'm going to take you a little further. You know. Boy, you gonna laugh? I'm about to tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something you never heard. Satan, I just heard Satan say, "This is terrible." You heard I said? Satan said, "This is terrible." You know why? You know why he said it's terrible? Because the revelation that I got an Eden on the inside of me. Would be, he said, "This is terrible." You hear what he said? He just said it over there. Satan said, "This is terrible. These people don't supposed to know this." He's highly upset and can't do nothing about it. We know now. Tell somebody next to me, "We know now." Holy Spirit didn't reveal this thing, boy. Sit down. Come on, man. My goodness. Let's go to work. I wanted to read that revelation. You know, Jesus, those people give in Matthew 16, give all them opinions about who Jesus was. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, "Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And then he says, after the revelation, look at Matthew. I need to read this at least one verse anyway. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I told you expect something supernatural to happen to you, right? On the analysis of this revelation, reality of this revelation, I feel something happening in here now. My goodness! From the reality of revelation, you position. Not to lose. Your position not to linger in limbo no more. Limbo, I don't know how it's going to happen. You know the answer in the reality of this revelation. So when Peter had this revelation, the 18 and 19 verse now will make more of a reality to us since we know we have an Eden on the inside of us and we have supernatural dominion that has been granted to us by the Father that is executed by the Holy Spirit within our spirit. And because cinema. And that we beyond church membership. Lord, say from this day forward, you will see insight of my glory. Insights of my glory. Insight of who I am. What I can do and what I can have. He said, "I'll show it to you and give it to you." For you're switching today. You're switching from Matthew 6:32 to Matthew 6:33. You'll become a kingdom seeker. Can't do without it. The kingdom will become like a drug to you. I got to have a hit this morning. Are you following me? You develop a kingdom mentality. You don't think normal. You think whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is a good report. You think whatsoever is blessed. Foul, foul thoughts would not have a chance in your present anymore. Any thoughts of failure will fall flat on the floor in your present. And you will walk up on it. Because now you have a kingdom thought life. Your mind been renewed to the kingdom. You're not a church member anymore. You're a child of the living God activating supernatural things. What I say? You're a child of the living God activating supernatural things. Come on, everybody. I'm a child of the living God activating supernatural things. And so, with Eden on the inside of you, which is the kingdom of God within you, God didn't put you in Eden, he put Eden in you. Got that? Now, from that perspective, it had to come by revelation. It couldn't come by reasons. That's why the church has been so far behind, is because the church didn't recognize what God had put on the inside of them. You know, the kingdom has a king. They sometimes call him Jesus. Sometimes call him Lord. Sometimes call him Christ. But he's a king. And the Bible says he's the king of kings. Wonder who the other kings are. Lord of lords. I wonder who the other lords are. Who else is supposed to be running this thing? Besides Jesus. Who else is supposed to be in authority besides Jesus? Who else is supposed to have miracles besides Jesus? Who else is supposed to be able to do the work besides Jesus? Who else is supposed to be to do the greater work besides Jesus? Me. By revelation. By faith. Now, every one of you all, your dominion will be unlocked today. You're going back home as another woman. You're going back home as another man. And anything come on your turf, you're going to know how to deal with it. Supernatural. Say supernatural. Got it? Now, from the revelation, instead of a denomination, instead of doctrine, instead of religion, in Matthew, you have to be you have to be separated to have revelation. You have to be surrendered to get revelation. You have to put yourself in a place of saturation. Joshua 1:8, you see. See, Joshua 1:8. See, he saturated himself with the word. Psalm 1. Put yourself in a place of spiritual saturation. That, other words, wall to wall, God become all. And then God begin to unfold himself in you. Then you ask yourself, where have I been? Where have I been? Struggling, surviving, messing around here, and I could have been over there. The man said, why are you in this RV and I'm in this one? I said, we're living in two different worlds, brother. Let me teach you something. I said, now, look what I told him. It might be for somebody else. Read Matthew 6:16 times. You'll find out. read Matthew 6:16 times. You'll find out. Word to the wise is sufficient. I ain't talking about no speed reading either. All right, now, sit down. Wait a minute, do it like this to somebody next to you. I got a Eden on the inside of me. Wow, man. You see what I'm saying, Laura? It's on the inside of me. So, see, Adam was in Eden. And it didn't work out right. So what the Lord did, hid Eden. And he made Eden a place that Satan can't go. That's why, whoa, watch this. Well, I got to go to this. Man, somebody help me. I think it's, where he said there's no temptation that's not common to man. Come on, man, where my word man at? Huh? 2 Corinthians 10:13. Go down a minute. We'll go back to Revelation. This is why. Oh, this, all right, Lord, I hear you. This is why. 10:13. Oh, this is why I can't be tempted above my measure. Because I have that Eden, 1 Corinthians 10:13. I have this Eden on the inside of me that is above the temptation that got Adam. Whoa, man. See, Christ, in that Eden, Christ, my Eden, Christ live in it.
That's right.
In my Eden, the Holy Spirit lives in it. So when Satan come, he don't just have to face me by myself. He got to face Christ. He got to face the Holy Spirit. He got to face the gifts of the Spirit. He got to face the fruit of the... Come on, man. So there's no temptation that's not common to man. But all the temptation God give me a mean to escape. See, Adam didn't have what I had. I'm living in the last Adam or the second Adam. I'm living in the Adam say, man, that should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm living in the Adam who says, Satan, get behind me. I'm living in the Adam said, man should not worship no other God. I'm living in that Adam. You got it? Huh? The flea market church got to go. That's what the Holy Ghost said. The flea, you know what a flea market is? You just get up, you're looking for a little deal, little. Yeah, that was the Holy Ghost. I just heard that. The flea market church, you know. Everybody just run through it up and down and looking for something for nothing. You make your way prosper, the Bible says, and you shall have good success. Good success is that this world can't take it from you because it didn't give it to you. I got an Eden on the inside of me. Now, I haven't read that in no book. Now I read thousands of books. I never read that. The Holy Ghost told me that over there by Ralph's supermarket. I'm praying in tongues. And the Holy Spirit showed me that. You glad he showed it to me? Do you really understand what have happened here this morning? I said, do you understand what have happened to you this morning? You have the revelation that you have a spiritual positioning on the inside of you to dominate. And that Satan can't come there and deceive you. Satan can only talk to you from the outside. He can't talk to you from the inside. You're the one that make everything legal in your life in this book, not God. God can't make this book legal in your life. You got to make it legal. When you make it legal, when you say amen, God do it. See, amen means so be it. See, God can't say amen. Amen is for you to say. See, your amen is your agreement. Oh, Lord, that's revelation knowledge, man. My amen is my agreement with God. And once I say amen and the agreement is connected, nothing can stop it from happening. Amen. What you dealing with this morning? Listen to me very carefully now. What you dealing with, what you need to change this morning, your body or whatever you find it, or your family. All right, we're going to do something. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, I want you to recognize that you have Eden on the inside of you, so you have supernatural dominion of the believer on the inside of you. And I want you to say to any problem you're dealing with right now, or anything you're dealing with, I want you to say one word. Amen. Y'all getting this thing, man? You getting it? Are you getting this? Are you really getting this? I had you to say amen, which puts you in agreement with God. When you get in agreement with God, nothing is impossible. The legal reality of your Eden on the inside of you is when you get a revelation of that Eden, that is nothing that Eden cannot handle, or nothing that kingdom on the inside of you can't handle. No matter how it looks from the outside, no matter how it feels, and no matter who have taken a vote, it doesn't matter whether the Republican or the Democrat with you or anybody else with you, if you get a revelation and say amen, God coming in, and whatever miracle, whatever sign, whatever wonder, whatever he has to do for you to get there where you want to get, he'll do it, because nobody can stop God from doing nothing, because it don't exist. God make it. Amen. Amen. So be it. I'm in agreement with God. And God is in agreement with me. That's a wrap. You understand it, Lily? That's a wrap. Amen. Are you healed? Amen.
Amen.
Are you out of debt? Amen.
Amen.
Are your family all intact? Amen.
Amen.
Are you full of joy? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you say amen, the devil take a fit, because he know you have just come in agreement with God, and you're not paying no attention to that little pain he's trying to put on you, or them little problem he's trying to set up before you. You recognize that he's your stepping stone, and that God's going to lift you up at any moment. Amen. Now, let me pause here to tell you something, what anointed on me. Everybody not going to understand your amen. You got to understand your amen. You got a revelation. Let me say it this way. Your man of God has showed you a revelation. My amen legalized God to do the supernatural in my life. It legalized miracles in my life, because I'm looking at something I can't do. But I read he can do it. So in spite of my I can't do it, I say amen to bring him in on the scene, to legalize the supernatural on my behalf. God dog, man. So I'm getting a revelation here. Amen. Legalize the supernatural. Amen. Legalize miracles, signs, and wonders. Because I've taken this thing off my shoulder and placed it on his government. His government is on his shoulder, Isaiah said. And he's to order and establish his government. When I say amen, he stepped up and said, that's my government. Let the church say amen. My goodness. Sit down. Let me give you a little more. Now, by revelation is the way we dominate. Once Peter let the Holy Spirit reveal the question that Christ asked, and the Holy Spirit told Peter, thou the Christ. Say this, Peter, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. Once he said that, the Lord said, flesh and blood, you didn't get that.
That's right.
And then he gave him these keys. Verse 18 of the 16th chapter of Matthew. Verse 18. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. How many of y'all know the story of Joseph? 39th chapter of Genesis. If you don't read it, just put in your note, 39th chapter of Genesis. Brothers sold him, and he was sold to a man called Potiphar. Huh? There's a scripture in Luke 16. I'm just getting you a little side journey here now because I'm trying to get y'all. Y'all ain't got no business being broke. There's a story in paycheck to paycheck living and don't wonder how you're going to have Social Security when you retire. Listen. And then let me go on this little side journey because the Holy Spirit is saying to me, listen. The man called Potiphar, right? I want you to read that story. Potiphar had better sense than the church. He was a heathen. He was a heathen. He ain't know nothing about no revelation like we told him, walk around there, but we got Jesus. All he knew, that connection can change your situation. So this heathen man saw the blessing upon another man, and he took all his stuff and put under that man. Now, I'm gonna say something here that I hope the Holy Spirit allows. And y'all connected to my anointing.
I sure am. Amen. 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 Jesus.
Don't tell me connection don't have nothing to do with your blessing. Oh, no. That man was a heathen man. God didn't want him to prosper. God had nothing to do with his prosperity. But the man worked the principle better than those who was connected. That's why Jesus, I'm going to say it and then I'm going to get back to my lesson. That's why Jesus said in Luke 16, when he talking about that steward, he said the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. The children of light are always judging somebody. They don't see when God got his hand on somebody. And they think secular thing can bless you as much as spiritual thing, but it can't.
No.
A man got out of order one time. He tried to do what the priest was supposed to do. And he got in trouble. He's quiet in here. See. Quiet up in here. Everybody can't do this. You understand that? Electricity does not work unless the connection right. Jesus, you put that socket, that plug in there half cocked, you ain't gonna get no power. You got to make proper connection with electricity for the light to come on. You got it? Little side journey. Sit down. Let me close out now. I got 7 minutes. I'll feel my youth. Hallelujah. You're not going to dominate or operate in dominion without revelation. Got that? It's a revelatorial dominion. It's an insight dominion. It's an enlightened dominion. It's a dominion of light. You got to have a certain light shining on your mind, on your heart. You got to be at peace when the water's troubled. You got to have a walking water ideal that comes from heaven. You got to know you can walk on the water. You got to know you can turn water into wine. You got to know that by who you're connected with. You got to know that what's been holding you back for 38 years have turned you loose today. Because you come to revelation. Revelation don't respect time. Revelation don't respect condition. Revelation does not respect opposition. Revelation don't respect nothing. Revelation says, I reveal this to you, now walk in it. And let somebody try to stop you. I'll handle the one try to stop you because I'm greater than them. So you walk in me, I'm going to see to you. Yeah, I know you've been down there before, but I wasn't with you. Let's go again. Let's try this again. Amen. I believe I'll unlock a few things today. Things that have been locked up on me. I'm about to open the treasure chest of the kingdom. And that which has been holding me back, Jesus have brought me out of it. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
I want you to say to everything you're dealing with, every problem, every opposition, every lack, you say to it right now, amen.
Amen.
All right, let's read this verse. Verse 18 of the 16th chapter of Matthew. And I say unto thee, now you just got a revelation, that thou, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now he's not talking about Peter, but he's talking about the revelation. You have been given the ability to have revelation. And the devil been trying to replace it with religion. And for centuries, the church been operating in religion. And therefore, it's stopping two things. It's stopping a major thing. It's stopping people from getting saved. Because people don't want to come to an old, dead, dry, singing church with no evidence. Then, after, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, what happened in Eden? Gates of hell prevail against what God had said with Adam. But this time, come on, man, come on. He says, in your Eden, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? You have the ability to live by revelation. You know what Satan's saying, and you know what God's saying, and you for God. So when Satan speaks, you tell him, shut up. You're not talking to me because I moved out of your kingdom of darkness, and I'm in the kingdom of light now, and I live by light. I live by revelation. I live by insight. Listen to what the Lord said. Every jam you try to put me in, I see an opening. Oh, no, no, no. Every jam you try to put me in, I see an opening. Because I live by light. I live by revelation. Hey, hey. Satan, I don't longer live by your invitation. I live by revelation. He said he invited Jesus to have all the things of the world, but Jesus said, you can't give me that invitation. I know it's already mine. I live by revelation. You trying to offer me my own stuff. You trying to offer me my own stuff. People getting swindling deals. People getting bad deals, trying to make money, trying to get on top of life because they don't know what they're trying to get is already there. You can have it. You can have it God's way or you can have it man's way. But you as a believer, get it God's way. Do what God tell you to do. Get by revelation. Get it by revelation. Tell somebody, get it by revelation. Get it by revelation. Tell them, stop trying to receive it the world way. We live by revelation. Hey, somebody help me. Hey. We live by what?
Revelation.
Revelation. Watch. Revelation is light. L-I-G-H-T. Revelation is insight. Revelation is illumination. Revelation is shifting from one dimension to another dimension. Revelation is shifting from natural to supernatural. Revelation is shifting from impossible to possible. Revelation is shifting from incurable to curable. Revelation is shifting from block to unlock. Whatever been blocking your way this morning, in the name of Jesus, unlock. It's unlocked. I say it's unlocked. I say it's unlocked. You can pull that door again. You can pull that gate again. Pull that door again. Pull that gate again. You can go through it now. It's unlocked. All the stuff that the devil have stolen from you this morning, you take it back. Y'all can shout better than that, man. That's a revelation. You heard what I said? All the stuff that the devil have stolen from you this morning, you're taking it back. You're taking it back by revelation. You're taking it back because you know you got an Eden on the inside of you. You're in an Eden where Satan can't go and bring temptation to you.
Yes, sir.
That's good preaching, man.
Yes, sir.
That's good preaching, that boy.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, we've been somewhere this morning. You been somewhere? You better believe I've been somewhere. I've only been somewhere. I'm going somewhere after hearing this. There's an Eden on the inside of me. I'm back in the Garden of Eden. No, the Garden of Eden back in me. That means I'm in Eden. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Belong to me now by revelation. Hey. There's music in there. And I will give unto thee, great play, thee the keys. Go ahead and play. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind. Whatsoever. Thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. One more scripture and I'll close. This is enough. In Matthew's, one more scripture, and I'll get back to it next week. We're coming into Prosperity Revival. I want all y'all to be here. So I'm tired y'all living from paycheck to paycheck, and it's time for this debt to get off your back. How many in agreement with me? You see, I'm talking about connection, I know how God got me out of debt. I got on his system. You understand? The reason you can enjoy this church so much is a debt-free church. There's no slavery over this church. This church, 600 acres of land. Well, whatever, God just give it to us, man. He's just getting a rim. You're getting a rim. He's setting up protocol for you to see. Because you're part of this, right? So you should have the same life. Not only the church, but the pastor. The church in debt-free status, the pastor in debt-free status. What? How much y'all trust me? See, you need to trust me. When I give you a revelation, you need to trust me. You need to go to work on it. You need to let all them other people talk to you. You don't need to be listening to all them preachers. All these preachers with all these different ideas. You ought to just focus a while. Focus 6 months on what I'm saying. Stop listening to all them other people. And then I can come back in. I got to try to straighten you back out. Now look at here. Verse 12 of the 11th chapter of Matthew. We'll come back there next week. I'll show you how to do this. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violence take it by force. Look at Luke 16:16. The law, Luke 16:16, the law and the prophet were until John. Luke 16:16. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Now, not talking about somebody trying to get in the kingdom, but it's trying to get into the kingdom. It's you who are in the kingdom trying to get your life into a kingdom mode. You're already in the kingdom, but you got to settle down now and get into the kingdom mode of operation. There are spiritual laws in the kingdom. There are spiritual principles that run the kingdom. God don't run the kingdom. The kingdom already running. But once you learn the laws and the principles and operate those laws and the principles, the kingdom starts functioning on your behalf. And you move into a realm of the supernatural. Hey. See, that's why I told you when the praises got you to that position, in the spirit, there's a certain position you get in, you can't float in. You got to press. Because there's a dimension that Satan don't want you to know about. And he knows once you get there, he won't be able to hold you in the same place no more. So he try to put a damper on it, but you got to keep pressing. And all of a sudden you have the breaker show up and lead you through a breakthrough. Yeah, that's a breaker, you know. Yeah, what is it, Markar 13:2? Huh? Turn to that. I ain't quit to the Holy Ghost that much, quick. Markar 13:2? Is that it, Leroy? Markar 13:2? Micah 2:13. They don't have 13 yet. Micah 2:13. That's a breaker. When the breaker see you press as much as you can, he get in front of you. He says, you couldn't push that. You can't go through that. But you come up to me now. Amen. Amen. Now, see, you come to amen. Father, this is the furthest I can go, but I'm pushing. The breaker step in and say, now I'm going to take you on through. Yeah, the breaker. Everybody, look for the breaker. I believe the breaker is Jesus Christ himself on a hill. Not far away. He was wounded. Breaker. For my transgression. Bruised. For my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. The breaker. And with his stripes, I am healed. I am prosperous. I am free. I am blessed. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I tell you, I'm following the breaker. The breaker has broken.